This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Japan began to release treated radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean on Thursday afternoon. More now from Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
The move marks a key step in the arduous process of decommissioning the plant. But Japan has drawn criticism for it from activists, the fishing industry, and neighbors, especially China, who on Thursday issued a blanket ban on all seafood from Japan. Plant operator TEPCO expects the release of nearly 1.3 million metric tons of wastewater that were used to cool the fuel rods to take around three decades.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer, who says TEPCO says the initial release, to take place over 17 days, will be the equivalent of three Olympic-sized swimming pools. Russian authorities say the leader of the notorious Wagner mercenary force was listed as a passenger on a private jet, which crashed on Wednesday with no survivors, raising fears among his allies that he had been killed. But Keir Giles, a senior consulting fellow at Chatham House, a UK-based think tank on international affairs, says we may never know in an interview with the Associated Press.
It really depends whether this is actually the Wagner boss or somebody traveling under the name of Yevgeny Prigozhin, because we know that Prigozhin used aliases, or rather people who assumed his name in order to travel, as part of his security measure.
Russian state news agency TASS says the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz, who was detained on espionage charges, has been extended until November 30th. He arrived at the Moscow court in a prison van and was led handcuffed out of the vehicle. The 31-year-old U.S. citizen was arrested in late March. He and his employer deny the charges. This is VOA News. Iran and Saudi Arabia, two of six countries that will become new members of the BRICS bloc of developing economies. More from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, whose country presently chairs BRICS, announced the additions in a speech at a summit in Johannesburg.
We have decided to invite the Argentine Republic, the Arab Republic of Egypt, the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to become full members of BRICS.
The five current members, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, decided on the expansion at this week's summit after 2 days of talks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Eight Republicans who want to be president of the United States shared a stage Wednesday night in the U.S. state of Wisconsin for their party's first debate ahead of next year's election. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman was on the scene and has more from Milwaukee.
The two-hour debate, the first held by Republicans in this election cycle, featured spirited exchanges about what one of the moderators called the elephant who is not in the room, the absent party frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. Some of the contenders, such as Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, deemed Trump disqualified from serving again because of what they said was his disrespect for the Constitution, as well as the more than 90 felony counts he now faces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Milwaukee.
On the heels of the debate, former President Trump is set to surrender to authorities in Georgia on Thursday on charges he schemed to overturn the 2020 election in the state. The booking process is expected to yield a historic first, a mugshot of a former American president. Voting is still underway in Zimbabwe. Hours-long delays in distributing ballot papers forced the president to extend the general election by a day at dozens of polling stations. Some frustrated voters slept at polling stations overnight, snuggling under blankets or even lighting fires to keep warm. More information on our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile apps from Apple and from Google. And we are also on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.